The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Okay, welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We have the great pleasure today of visiting with Ms. Catherine Whalen, musician and milliner, if I get that second word right, of great talent. Many of you have seen her perform solo or earlier with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. A few months ago, Catherine and I got to talking, and I asked her to put together a songwriter's show at the Arts Center, and that show is, in fact, going to happen this Thursday, July 25th at 8 p.m. with Catherine Whalen, Justin Robinson, formerly of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and now Justin Robinson, and the
Marionettes.
Marionettes. All I could come out with was Marie Antoinette.
Nice. Well, he'd like that, too. That would work.
And Christy Smith and Sean Luby will all be in the round at the Art Center Thursday night, 8 p.m. More info at artcenterlive.org or at 919-929-2787. I'm tickled pink at the show you put together for us, Catherine. This is four great local singers and songwriters.
Well, thank you for having us. I think people will really enjoy this night, and these are special songs. It's not your usual type of song or subject matters. Really interesting stuff. So,
cool.
And beautiful, beautiful melodies.
Before you give us an example, what kind of stuff are we going to be enjoying from the four of you?
It's neat. It's so my songs can be about any type of like an animal, or I write about deposed dictators, things like that. Christy has a song that's about a polar bear, so that's a great subject. Sean's songs, some of them are about his grandmother, about Kansas. And Justin writes these beautiful, beautiful love ballads to his husband that take place in coral reefs underwater and stuff, and plays the harp while he does it. So it is not, there's no trucks, there's no trains, there's no, you know, it's not your usual sort of Americana or country stuff. It's definitely unique.
Fantastic. That's exactly what we like at the Arts Center. So this is going to be a ton of fun. And I reckon the best thing is to give folks a little example of the music. So set up this first song you're going to sing for us, Catherine.
I will. Well, so the first song is The Floating Rib, and it's a little sort of a little country ditty or bluegrass type of a song. And I wrote it a couple of summers ago when my daughter and her friend were taking a Shakespeare combat acting class. And they would come home and practice their moves every night running around the yard with the fireflies. And they would keep yelling, "Don't hit me in my floating rib," over and over. And I thought, that is a song. That is a country song. And I just wrote a song all around that.
All right, Catherine Whalen, live in the studios of WCHL on the Art Spot with The Floating Rib.
Put your hand on my floating rib. Put your hand on my floating rib. Put your heart on my beating heart. Put your heart on my beating heart. Put your back up high against the wall. You're half right and the world's half wrong. Use your head to get you in. Put your hand on my floating rib. Not on my floor. floating rear.
Wow, that's a neat song, Catherine. And that's one example of the kind of unique material we'll enjoy Thursday night, July 25th at the Arts Center with Catherine Whalen, Justin Robinson, Christy Smith, and Sean Luby. We'll have another song live out of Catherine in the second portion of our show today. How did you come to select these three other artists to be on the show with you?
You know, they actually selected me. I was gathered up by them to do a show in Durham, which we did a few months back, and had just such a wonderful evening together and just talking backstage about writing songs and being in the business and all of it. We just really clicked, so... It's good to do another one and bring it this side of town this
time. Indeed. This will be a lot of fun. And when the artists do click like that, it's a magical thing. And that's what makes a program like this important, because the civilian folk often aren't in that place sitting around a hotel room at 3 a.m. after a show. And, I got this song I've been working on. See if you can help it with me where all the fun happens, so that we can bring that into prime time on a Thursday night at the Arts Center is a lot of fun.
It'll be good. It's good to hear how other people do it. Everyone's got a process and has a trigger that they pull to make a song happen.
And what's fun here is we're with our songwriters here in Carver, Chapel Hill, Durham, Raleigh, Mooresville.
Yeah.
These are folks who are not going to a desk in a big building at Nashville at 10 o'clock every morning where there's a piano and some sheet music, and you sit there and write songs for 8 hours, and then you come back the next day to your job at the publishing company and write songs for 8 hours.
Yeah. That's wild.
It's a whole different, beautiful, creative way of working our Triangle songwriters have. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be a lot of fun and a good companion piece to our songwriter nights every Monday night that alternate with our jam sessions. Inspiring creativity is our mission, and songwriters are some of the most creative people around. We will be back on the Art Spot right after these important messages, talking about the Songwriter Night at the Art Center, July 25th, 8 p.m., artcenterlive.org, 919-929-2787. Right, we're back on the Art Spot with Ms. Catherine Whalen, milliner, musician, songwriter. She has, folks sometimes say, the little ukulele, but as ukulele goes, a rather large ukulele.
Yes, it's a baritone ukulele, so it's the bigger one, bigger than the little soprano one. And much like a guitar, like the bottom four strings of a guitar, or a banjo.
Yeah,
it has
the conventional guitar-shaped ukulele. Some folks today are making and buying ukuleles that I don't think TSA will even let on the airplane.
Yeah.
They look so hyper-modern and dangerous.
Very strange, yes.
This is a very traditional ukulele for a very unique artist, and she has a new EP called The Green Stag.
That's what it's called. It's coming out this month. July 23rd is the release date for that. So
all
we're
right.
excited about that. Brad Porter and I, he's my drummer, we put that together, and with Will Clinton as our producer and engineer. So
Clint, all in the Art Center family.
All in the Art Center family. It's all there. Everything you need is at the Art Center.
That's the way we like to think about it. And we need you at the Art Center Thursday night, July 25th, 8 p.m. We'll have copies of The Green Stag available for
folks.
We'll
have something. Yeah, there'll be something.
Yeah, that'll be right after the official release on Tuesday when The Green Stag drops.
That's right.
And how about if you play the title track for us, Catherine?
I would love to. Thanks for asking. Thank you.
took a summer's walk at night through the Queen Anne's lace, forgotten hay that lined the field. Ah, and now went on and on and on into the trees, with the branches full of green and tender leaves. For many a mile to rest a while there, beside a horny as I slept, a stag came near and watched my heart beating quiet in my chest. Ah, velvet antlers trembled and they shook. It just goes on and on beneath a starless sky, with a simple crescent moon.
Wow, that is a stunning song, Catherine.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What was the inspiration for that piece?
That's from an old book I have, an Oxford English Book of Verse with many poems in it. And the idea sort of came from Leda and the Swan, but this is more of a sort of a woman and a stag in this story. So it's a more North Carolina-based type of imagery. And actually, the last verse I lifted from the book, and it's a poem that someone wrote. It's Meditations on Becoming a Nun, which I thought was a very unique situation that I probably won't find myself in, but someone must, and wrote a beautiful poem.
Well, it's a beautiful piece of music, Catherine. That's quite stunning, and I'm so glad to hear you've already committed it to the zeros and ones so that people can take it home after the release of The Green Stag this coming Tuesday.
Yay.
And then our songwriter night at the Arts Center coming up Thursday night, July 25th, 8 p.m. Sean Luby, Christy Smith, Justin Robinson, and Catherine Whalen. It will be a spectacular night of music. More info at artcenterlive.org or 919-929-2787. And we'll be right back with Catherine Whalen on the Art Spot after these messages. We're back on the Art Spot with Catherine Whalen, one of the four local singers and songwriters who will be at the Arts Center Thursday night, July 25th, for an 8 p.m. show. Justin Robinson, Catherine Whalen, Christy Smith, and Sean Luby. Catherine recently had some pieces on display at the Ackland Museum store, and she is a quite remarkable milliner, or hat maker, as we say out in Whitecross.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so tell us about that side of your work.
I will. So that was a really neat group show. It was a steampunk show, which is not something I've normally participated
but
in.
But I could see how your
my
hats
stuff
would
fit.
Yeah.
It did. It fit. I made a bride and a groom hat to go in. And then I wanted to make holiday hats. And there's holiday hats. You can find them in the thrift shop from the 60s. And they say Bermuda or Nassau or something like that. And they're straw hats. But I had these black straw hats that my mother-in-law brought me from China that were very much like a boater, like a Victorian boater. So I thought I would make holiday hats with big black veils, and then I stitched with white ribbon on the rim of the hats the names of doomed ocean liners. And so there's the Titanic, there's the Normandy, there's the Lusitania, I can't even remember, Mauritania. So these are funny hats to me. I mean, they're tragic and funny. So I've got those in the show, or, you know, and they're around. Nobody bought those. So if anybody wants one of those, get in touch with me.
All right.
They're cool.
Yeah. A lot of other of your hat creations are quite fanciful and featherful.
Sometimes I use feathers or antlers. I like to use antlers, put little black velvet cuffs on them. For some reason, I don't know why, that pleases me. I put those on. And I do make things that are, I make Alice bands with nice vintage quilt pieces on them and stuff. So something that children could wear or you could wear to clean the house or whatnot. It isn't all real fancy.
Oh, that's another lovely creative avenue.
It's really fun. I love textiles. I feel that I rescue textiles, bring them home with me, and give them a safe home.
Indeed. Well, so if you know of homeless textiles, Catherine Whalen is your textile shelter here.
Yes.
And I hope this is, of course, a kill-free textile refuge.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's been a tremendous fun and honor to have you on the show today, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Two great songs that can give folks a taste of what will be coming up at the Arts Center Thursday night, July 25th, 8 p.m. Sean Luby, Christy Smith, Justin Robinson, and Catherine Whalen. Unique songs from right here in the Triangle by four of our finest artists. It will be a tremendous evening, and you can get more information at artcenterlive.org or by calling 919-929-2787. And Catherine, do you have a website or Facebook page folks can go to check on the EP, The Green Stag, coming out this Tuesday, and your hat work?
They can. It's Catherine Whalen Music. .com they can go to.
CatherineWhalenMusic.com.
Look it up. And yeah, there's pictures of hats on that, I do believe.
All right. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thank you.